T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy here with you on a Monday. 1 o'clock hour straight ahead. Tons to get to, including some more tickets to give away.
Yeah, man.
Be listening very closely. Some more Supercross tickets to give away at some point during the 1 o'clock hour. 25 minutes from now, we'll get back into Saturday. Everything that went into Saturday, not just the fact that Luka Doncic is ducking Trey. Second time this year he's ducked him, by the way, Randy.
Ducking him.
Just scared of him. I mean, obviously, just afraid for everyone to see the obvious truth that the Hawks made the right choice in trading him on draft day. Anyway, we'll get to that and in a more serious fashion 25 minutes from right now. The Ask Me Anything 45 minutes away. Any question, any topic, Solomon Brothers Diamond text line 404-741-0929 or on Twitter at TBM929 or at Wendy Radio. Get your questions in early. Make them weird. It's a rainy Monday. Let's get to what's trending.
Ladies and gentlemen, time now for what's trending.
A look at the top trending headlines of the day.
Oh my God.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
We're coming down to 2:05 to go. Here's Trey Young. Trey in the middle. Trey dribbles behind a pick, left side. Trey now into the lane. Looks for help. Gets it out to Cam Reddish. Cam up top. Trey fires a long three. Bang! And he got fouled on the play! Can you believe it? Trey Mendes again! He did it again! John Collins can't believe it. Trey hits the three and the Hawks lead by a point. 105-104.
Yeah, a game that kind of for three quarters was a little bit strange. Obviously got off to an unfortunate start because everyone wanted to see Luka and Trey. We knew earlier in the day that wasn't going to happen. Then it was kind of sluggish. The Hawks were down 14 in the first quarter. The third quarter was a little bit raggedy. And then Trey comes out in the fourth and takes over. 13 points for Trey in the fourth. That three-pointer right there. John Collins had an amazing game on Saturday night, 35-17. What about Cam Reddish?
Oh, man.
20 points for Cam
getting
on
better,
Saturday
man.
Night.
Getting better and better.
He's averaging, I think, 17 in his last – I know it's only four games, but over his last four games, been playing some better basketball and came up with another one of those rips at the top of the key. He's got some good perimeter defense.
He's getting better and better, man. I think that's the thing. He's getting more comfortable and they're finding ways to use him. I mean, he's playing some big minutes. He's playing a lot of minutes.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about
39 minutes
on
Saturday.
He's playing a lot of minutes. And, I mean, that's the best way you can learn how to be a professional is to play professional sports and actually get into the games and everything. And he has gotten so much better. This squad, I mean, they're getting, you know, healthy. You know, they still don't have the piece that everybody's pretty much looking for, and that's the Clint Capella thing. But they got him going without him. And they've been playing pretty good lately. They've had some tight games, but they end up winning them. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are games that maybe early in the year they would have lost.
Well, since the All-Star break, I know it's only been two games, but Trey scored 50. And then John Collins had his career high last night, on Saturday, and 17 rebounds. And Trey took over in the fourth quarter. And they've won both games. It's only two. I get it. I'm not trying to say they're going to make a run for the 8 seed or anything like that. But like we talked about with 26 games remaining, if you can have some of these moments and some of these wins, and they're 500 in their last 18 games.
They are.
They're 9-9 over their last 18 games. If they can have some more moments like that down the stretch and show us, because it's the five young guys that are doing it. It's that core five that are coming up with these wins.
Those are the five guys that we keep. They basically, and I'm talking about Travis Schlenk and Lloyd Pierce. those are the five guys that everybody's keep selling us on as the pillars, the foundation of this thing. Now, all five of those guys ain't going to be here when this team takes off.
Probably not.
Because somebody's going to be used as a block.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I mean, all you can do is get better at your craft to get better together and see if you can start winning some games. I just want to see a glimpse into what might possibly be next season. I know no two seasons are alike, and just because you're playing well at the end of one doesn't mean that you'll, you know, be able to take that momentum. Where do you go in the draft? There's no guarantee you're going to get number one draft pick. All I look at is can this be used as a piece? Because you're going to just add another young person to it, so it'll be the core six.
Maybe. Or maybe you end up with some friendly ping pong balls, and you take that draft pick and pair it up with one of those young guys and get something more substantial in return.
Yeah.
Like, that's the good thing about it, is if we're seeing these guys on the court, and once Capella gets back there, showing us that they can actually win basketball games against good teams that are trying to win. Like, the Mavericks didn't play their best guys on Saturday.
No.
You should win that game.
Yes.
Tonight you're playing against the Philadelphia 76ers in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
That's a team that you match up well against. That's
Which
a team
is so
that,
funny to me.
It is very funny.
Yeah, it's kind of funny.
But that's a team that's going to the playoffs in the East. Like, keep winning games like that, and then you're right. You do get a sneak peek into next year, and then maybe it makes it easier to make one of those types of moves. This is the first time in a while that I can remember, after winning these last two games, that the Hawks don't have one of the three worst records in the NBA.
Yeah.
So they are outside that 14% chance when it comes to the lottery with the ping pong balls. So
there's a possibility that he might get the number one pick.
But isn't it nice that we're not as focused on that as we were the last couple of years? Like, we're not sitting here every time they win, or at least I'm not. People aren't on my timeline every time they win a game saying to me, oh, they shouldn't be trying to win. Because you're winning with guys that are young and most likely going to be here, right. And you got your superstar.
God dog it.
I mean, Trey's a superstar.
What are the Hawks doing?
Right. It's nice to be done with that.
Yeah, nobody want to hear that, dog. I mean, the players aren't trying to tank. The organization is, and I get it and all that. But, I mean, I just always look at it. I think that this year will always be a what if John Collins was there. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, you can't take your second best player off the team and expect to win games unless you're one of those dudes. Trey is not one of those dudes. You know, he's not a LeBron. He's not a Kawhi. He's not one of those dudes. You know what I'm saying? Is he working his way? Maybe, possibly. But, I mean, you take away that dude because they had nothing else. And then you were going along with – you have a young point guard trying to lead a young core.
Yeah, you know I don't think it would be that different. I don't think the record would be that different.
Really?
I think it would be better. I don't think it would be that much better.
Okay.
I mean, all those other guys were still going to be 20-year-old rookies, you know?
Yeah, but you would have had somebody else out there. An almost all-star player.
I'm with you. I mean, I think instead of 17 and 41 right now, you'd be something more like 23 or 24. But I don't think John Collins, I don't know. Maybe you'd be closer to that 8 seed, and you'd be pushing for the 8 seed right now. But I'm okay with it.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
I like where they're at right now.
Either way, you're going to get smashed by Milwaukee.
Exactly. I'd rather not get smashed by Milwaukee and get the idea of getting the number one draft pick, possibly, and then see what you do, whether you draft him or you move on from him or whatever. Anyway, pregame tonight, 6:30 right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Tip-off at 7 between the Hawks and the 76ers.
On paper, like I said, we can compete with anybody, but we still got to go out there and get the job done. Our lineup's going to be our lineup. We know we're going to score runs, so we just got to score more runs than the other team. The guys in the bullpen will be ready to go, and we'll see what happens.
So that's the voice of Shane Green, which I think we played because Wendy likes Shane Green.
And his dog.
And his Dakota. Dog. His dog, Smoke.
Smoke, yeah.
His dog's name Smoke.
What the hell did I come up with Dakota
for? I don't know. It was a good guess. That's a good name for a dog.
Yeah.
Maybe you could get a dog and name it Dakota. I know you already have one.
Yeah,
you
I got a dog. No, man, please.
No, okay.
Ain't no way.
Has Shane Green pitched yet?
No, he's not.
In spring training? I don't think
Let me get this thing turned real quick
to the Braves?
Yes.
I don't think they're on TV today.
Oh, okay.
Unless it's on MLB Network. Anyway, Shane Green is right, though. The Braves' bullpen is vastly improved. And if you get to that level of the game, couple run lead, and you get to those guys, the idea is more often than not, they're going to shut the thing down. I like that.
I did not have that last year. I'm still wondering if Schmick has any thoughts of how he's going to pitch these guys, when he's going to pitch them. Because, I mean, I think, you know, when you go out and get a Will Smith and you get Shane Green and, you know, guys like that. I mean, the only guy that you would look at is probably a setup guy before they got here was Chris Martin.
Yeah.
Everybody else you thought were closers. There it is. I just wanted to say his name.
You said Chris Martin?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, well.
Is Mark Melanson, is he going to be the closer?
Yes.
Okay, so what do you do with the other guys? They're going to be your six, Because the way you got all these daggone pitches, you letting everybody pitch six innings, and then we're going to go inning.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
And then you go Shane Green.
Will Smith.
Mark Melancon.
Okay.
Or if Melancon isn't doing well, then you put Will Smith in the closer role. Because remember, Shane Green came in last year and was the closer
for
a week.
Remember that one pitch?
It wasn't good.
And you're just sitting there watching that one pitch and it just got launched.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, Shane.
And then he got demoted.
Yeah,
then And then they moved Mark Melancon into that spot.
As long as 77 ain't out there, I'm good.
Oh, he's going to be out there.
No.
77's been out there.
I was out there yesterday because everybody had let me know. Hey, Randy, you got 77's in.
So. Are you
Luke Jackson.
Luke Jackson. Are you familiar with the statistic WHIP? WHIP?
No, it sounds like something a dork made up.
Timmy Tube Socks loves this stat, but I want you to remember
it. Brian says it's useful. So
it's useful. It's useful, especially for relief pitchers.
Okay, so him and Timmy were drinking PBRs the other day? Yeah.
Brian and Timmy drinking PBRs?
Yeah.
Some Pabst Blue Ribbons?
Yeah. Him and Timmy.
Yeah. I think I could see Brian drinking PBRs. I don't know about Timmy.
Yeah, Timmy does too.
Nah.
They went to a brewery that
Timmy
had.
Timmy likes Sprite.
They had 10 for 2. And he likes Sprite. He puts grenadine in his Sprite.
He wants a Shirley Temple at a bar.
He puts grenadine.
Do you guys make Shirley Temples extra grenadine, please?
Yeah, he puts
That's what Timmy Tube Socks
likes.
Here's what WHIP is, Randy. Walks and hits per innings pitched.
Yes, I know, what it is.
Well, I know. I'm just saying. Yeah. Your guy, Luke Jackson, must have the highest WHIP in the world. Because every time he comes in, including yesterday, he gave up 2 hits. Now, he did strike out 2 guys, but if he comes in, someone's getting on base.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
There's always going to be somebody. He's always going to put you in a position where you're like, here this go.
Did you ever know anybody, maybe it was an older person, for me it was my Grammy, when it was a word with a WH, would pronounce the H? Like if she said the word whip, she'd say whip.
Never paid that much attention.
Whip. Why? Why do you say it like that?
Why is that funny to me right now?
I'm going
to
make you a sandwich on some white bread. I don't want it on white bread. I just want it on white bread.
Why do oats, how my grandma would say it. My grandma, she would say quetch.
Quetch?
Quetch.
Quetch.
She would say Kentucky.
Kentucky?
Yeah, grandma would say Kentucky.
Instead of Kentucky?
Yeah, she would say Kentucky. But the funny thing, she would say quetch. Because you're like.
Because you still say it to this day every time you say the word coach.
Yeah. But I'm saying it more just having fun with it. Grandma would really say quetch.
But what's really funny about it is, like, we interviewed Mark Richt, like, 3 weeks into starting.
Yeah.
And you called him quetch.
Yeah.
And no one knew what you were doing.
Yeah.
We all looked around and were like, why do you call him that?
That's quetch.
It's just funny to have an inside joke only with yourself.
Yeah, but I only laugh at it because I just remember on Remember the Titans. Yeah, quetch, quetch, Boone. Yeah, quetch. And I laugh every damn time he says it. Every single time he says it, I laugh because I think of my grandma saying it. But yeah, he said, Goforth does it. Goforth, he pronounces the Chris Goforth who's on college football game time with me and Chuck Reed. He says the WH.
Oh, okay.
He does do it. And I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
Interesting.
Quetch.
I don't know why people do it.
Yeah, Quetch.
But
Quetch.
I like
Boone.
It. Love
yeah,
my Grammy.
Quetch.
Big Chris Goforth fan. Maybe right. It's a sign of.
Fanny Boy said, Will Smith should be the closer. Okay. Well, you don't got to yell. The exclamation point was not needed.
Well, maybe he will be. I mean, we talk about competitions in spring training. I mean, we know that Felix is competing against the Wanksters for the 5th spot.
Yeah.
We know that Cole Hamels is competing against Father Time. We know that Austin Riley is.
And Brian's hate.
And Brian's voodoo doll.
Yes.
It's actually Brian's fault that his shoulder's injured.
I mean, he's sticking pins all in his shoulder.
All in his shoulder.
He could have came up with something else, though. Got hurt working out. So he fell out of stairs or something.
Something.
I tripped over the dog. I tripped over the dog and tore an Achilles. Somebody.
Didn't Sammy Sosa sneeze?
Yes, one time. Yeah, threw his back out.
That's right.
Another one down like in the South. Bike. Your bike instead of your back. You know, that bike hurt.
Or you don't say oil.
Yeah, that all.
All.
Yeah, that all.
I don't even know how you spell that word, which is great. Camargo and Riley competing for third base. Maybe Will Smith and Mark Melancon are competing for. I know that Snitker said Melanson's the guy.
He said that right now. But he also said that Shane Green was going to be the closer when he got here.
And remember what the bullpen looked like at the beginning of the year last year.
Ooh,
only one of the guys that started the season ended the season in the bullpen. That was Randy's guy.
No.
The whipmaster.
Hey, my guy.
Luke Jackson.
Hey, my guy.
You know, just the same thing as last year. I'm watching these guys like Freddie Freeman, Ronald Acuna, Ozzie Albies. I mean, the list goes on. But I'm just sitting here soaking in everything, watching how they approach game days, how they approach their practice. and really just trying to get the most out of my work while I'm up in big league camp.
What was that?
I was wondering.
Acuña.
Yeah, I know. First of all, learn the name of the best player on the team. It's Acuña. Second of all, just venture a guess. No idea who that was?
No.
I didn't know what Drew Waters sounded like either.
Okay, well, I like Drew Waters. I thought it was one of them wankses. Okay.
No, that was Drew Waters.
Okay. But, he, I mean,
but again, put the Enye in there. Learn how to say it.
Yeah, you're still going to be on onion ring duty, though, youngin. Remember, get my name right.
Now, I know it's probably confusing because it's Acuña.
And Ozuna?
And it's Ozuna.
Okay. So he could be combining.
He could be combining them. And then Ozzy Smith and Ozuna, or not Ozzy Smith, Ozzy Albies and Ozuna. There's all these different similarities in their names. That was Drew Waters. Anyway, he has not gotten a hit yet, but he did get into the game. I think these guys are, Pache and Waters are starting the game tomorrow. Or today.
Yes,
are they starting today
starting
or tomorrow?
They're starting against the Twins.
And then Folty is starting tomorrow as well.
Yes.
Max Fried is on the mound today. We'll keep you updated as far as that goes.
Hey, if it's tipped around, George has got it loose. They're going to have a chance. Deep three at the point. Oh, and George wins it.
That was a lot of noise. I believe it was behind that noise was Tyree Crump hitting the game-winning three-pointer against Vanderbilt over the weekend. Crazy. Vanderbilt misses the free throw, if you haven't seen the highlight. Georgia grabs the rebound, comes down, and nails a three at the buzzer to win the game, which is good. Two straight SEC wins. Now, Vanderbilt is awful.
They're garbage.
So it should have never been like that. But at least they won the game.
Yeah, it's pretty raggedy, man.
Vanderbilt, like, what is...
Is Jerry Stackhouse going to get fired?
I think he might. Like, they're awful.
They're pretty bad.
They're the worst Power 5 team in the country.
They're bad.
But Georgia beat them, so that's good. Hey, two in a row.
All right, Andy, we have another pair of Supercross, Monster Energy Supercross tickets for this Saturday over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So caller number one, 404-741-0929, wins the tickets.
We'll come back and get back into what went down on Saturday night. No Luka. Well, what are we going to do about that? Come on. Come on, NBA. Not good for business. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Download the radio.com app and take us with you wherever you go.
Just go.
Catch up on the latest Atlanta sports, no matter where you are. If Atlanta sports matter to you,
get the radio.com app and never miss a thing.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you on a Monday. A couple segments left. You know what that means, Randy? 20 minutes from right now, it's time for the AMA. And we need questions. Normally Wendy asks, but the situation is so bad that even Brian asked today. He said, we need questions.
Hey, man, can y'all please help us out?
Please.
We need questions to the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line, 404-741-0929.
Yeah.
TVM929 at Wendy Radio. Yeah, I guess you could even send them to me, RandyMac81.
Send them to Randy.
Yeah, just send some in.
Yeah, please. I hadn't been saying please. That's probably why.
That's what it is, dude.
Yeah, that's probably why. We'll get to that 20 minutes from right now. A couple of things to mention before we get back into some of this NBA stuff from Saturday night. And the Hawks going for their first three-game win streak of the season, Randy. I saw earlier today, you and I were out during one of the breaks playing catch in the bullpen.
Right.
And one of the ESPN shows was talking about the Clippers because they've lost three games in a row.
They've lost three in a row.
And they said, are the Clippers unraveling? So if three-game losing streaks are unraveling for the Clippers.
Soaring.
Would a three-game winning streak, yeah. Are the Hawks surging? Would that be a headline on
like
First
it.
Take tomorrow?
Probably not.
Probably not.
But probably not.
We could do that if we want, maybe if they win tonight against 76ers. Tom Pelissero of NFL media fame. Who does he work for? I don't know who he works
for. NFL Network.
NFL Network.
Yeah.
He's reporting that the Falcons are expected to extend the one-year option for Matt Schaub.
Yeah.
So $2 million for Matt Schaub in 2020, which, I don't know, isn't the most surprising news in the world. Matt Schaub's been the backup of the Falcons for the last handful of years. He makes less money now than he did a couple years ago. Has hardly played because Matt Ryan's really durable, but in the one game that he did play in last year, he did put up a bunch of yards, didn't he? Threw for like 450 yards in the one game that he played in last year. But it gets back to something that you asked me earlier in the show about production versus cap flexibility.
Right.
Because, I mean, look, $2 million is not going to be able to do that much for you anyway. If you moved on from Matt Schaub, you'd have to sign somebody, right, whether it was a late-round draft pick or whatever. Like, you'd be spending like $1 million on a quarterback. So it's really only going to save you $1 million. But it relates to Devontae Freeman, because if you move on from Devontae Freeman, you really only save $3 million, right, which is good, but it's not that much money.
But it can go towards something.
Which is why it's probably not about the money.
Mm-hmm.
With Devontae.
Because mm-hmm.
if they were that worried about money, like $3 million worth, they probably would have moved on from Matt Schaub too. But it's about production. Because Devontae, well, just hasn't been all that productive. That's what it says to me. I mean, I don't know, I'm trying to connect these two different things. But you're pinching pennies all over the place, you'd go with a quarterback that's going to cost you slightly less than that.
Yeah, but they trust
him. But it's about production.
Yeah, it's production. They trust him and all those things. And I'm not surprised by it, not angry by it, but... It doesn't matter. I think that's the thing. It does not matter right now. But again, eventually, you know, it'll be time to move on and maybe, you know, draft a successor to Matt Ryan in the next 3 years, maybe.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean.
Not yet.
No. And no, Matt Ryan does not need competition. No, he does not. He's fine.
A couple years ago, people wanted Matt Schaub to be Matt Ryan's competition.
You don't know? He's been in his system before. Oh, did you see what Kyle did with.
He threw for 450 in the one game he played in last year, Randy. Yeah. I don't know, maybe. Mm-hmm. Up-tempo passing game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, he'll probably be back. So there'll be a veteran backup quarterback again for the Falcons. Really, neither here nor there. If you're super fired up about Matt Schaub being back, I don't know what to tell you. you got to find other stuff to get super fired up about. Maybe this. Luka and Porzingis didn't play on Saturday, which... isn't the end of the world. It's not new. If you look at something that Mike Conti tweeted on Saturday evening, it actually is a trend this year when it comes to the Atlanta Hawks here in Atlanta. Here is a list of players that we've missed out on seeing in Atlanta that we would have maybe spent money on seeing. Luka Doncic, that happened on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi Leonard, Russell Westbrook, Kemba Walker, D'Angelo Russell, Paul George, Kyrie Irving, Draymond Green. Those are all guys that decided not to play in games that were played here in Atlanta against the Atlanta Hawks.
Okay, read that up one more time. Sorry.
Luka Doncic.
Okay.
Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
Kemba Walker.
All right.
D'Angelo Russell. Paul George. Kyrie Irving. Draymond Green. Okay, we could split hairs about whether or not you'd spend money to see some of those guys. The point remains. I'm with you. I'm not spending money. Draymond's coming to town, baby.
Oh, yeah,
I
got to
get out there and see Drake number 23. Back. Yeah, no one's going to do that. But still, it's an all-star. It's a name. It makes the tweet longer and makes it a better argument. It's fine. The truth is, though, that this is not something that's new. It sucks. It's frustrating. We were excited to see Luka play on Saturday night. All the people that we were with for the Hawks / Fox Sports Southeast / 92.9 The Game event at Topgolf on Saturday were excited to see Luka Doncic play against Trey. And it didn't happen. And again, like, you know, your life isn't over that they didn't play, but that's what being a sports fan is all about, seeing moments like that. We spent time last week saying this is one of the fun things about this young Hawks team is there's already sort of that built-in, maybe media fabricated because Trey and Luka like each other.
Exactly.
But that's okay. Doesn't make it not real. Doesn't make it something that people aren't going to talk about.
They don't like each other, right?
Well, they do like each other.
Yes, they do.
But it's still going to be interesting to see their careers parallel one another. And, you know, maybe get on the court with one another occasionally because the Hawks played the Mavericks twice this year and Luka didn't play in either one of those games.
He did not play in either one of those games. And you will love to see him play just like you want to see all the good players play, especially when you only get to see him once a year in your building.
Right.
And, I mean, nobody can. A lot of people can't go to Dallas if you want to see Luka. And like you said, there were a lot of babies in there with the with number 77 jerseys on hoping that he would be there. And again, I don't need him to feel bad for it. You know, as an athlete, you can't feel bad because you're not playing and – you know, some kids came to watch you play. You just think, you know, as an athlete, you would want to play. You know what I'm saying? I don't get to come to Atlanta. Now, I get it, and I understand the reason that people are saying I don't agree with it. But, like, oh, they're in the playoff hunts. Oh? What do you mean?
Yeah, so?
What do you mean?
Are they not in the playoff hunt if he does play?
You know what I'm saying? Like, because usually whenever you see teams that are going for the playoffs or got some locked up, they play their teams, right?
Yeah, and you know what?
They're trying to make moves as far as in the standings, right?
And you know what didn't help on Saturday night?
A loss.
Losing
that L.
to the Atlanta Hawks, who had 16 wins coming into that game,
that
and then trying to protest afterwards and be crybabies about it because the game didn't go the way that you wanted it to, which, I mean, if you're just – and this is obviously not the way that it works. The game could have gone any number of different ways. But if you want to be as basic reasoning as possible, you put Porzingis and Luka in that game, there's a pretty decent chance the Mavericks score more than 107 points. You don't have to lean as much on Tim Hardaway Jr. and Seth Curry.
Seth.
And maybe you're able to, you know, lean on your starter in the All-Star game and you score more points than that. Maybe not. Maybe it's a better game. Maybe the Hawks still win. But, I mean, if you're going to be so upset about it at the end of the game that you're going to protest, which, by the way, you're not going to win.
Play your guys.
Then play your guys.
Yeah, that's that's the most important thing.
Yeah, it'd be easier to win games if you have All-Stars.
Play your guys. And you wouldn't have to worry about all that. But it's not going away anytime soon. I know Brian was in here. We were talking about finding a way to eliminate back-to-backs and all that. I'm like, you just got too many damn whiners. Too many damn whining. You paid to play a sport. That's what you get to do for a living. How cool is that? You get to be an athlete and everything, but yet you're getting paid not to play.
I bet that's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
It probably was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was good. Nice. Okay. I was just thinking because, I mean, yeah, okay. You did it. Okay. It seemed good? Okay. Do you think, like, because it's becoming more, I guess, accepted that this is happening, that players put up less of a fight? Because remember, they held Trey out of a game last year, and Trey was like, no, I don't want to sit. Yeah. I want to play. I want to play every single game. Because I imagine at first when guys were asked to do this, there was a little bit of pushback.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But now it's almost like a badge of honor.
It is.
If you're not a 15-game, like, load management guy, then you're not a superstar.
Yeah, baby, I ain't going today.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's not got to be some kind
of... If you play in a bowl game, then you're not a top draft pick. Right. If you play college basketball for more than one season, then you're not a blue chip prospect. Like, the less you play,
the better
you are.
Yes.
Which is a problem for the consumer.
Yeah, it is, because that's what they pay to see those guys. Those guys, we pay good money to see them. That's what we want to see, you know? And like you say, it's a star-driven league, but now it's more accepted because it's all about the championship. And you just said it before. Kawhi really messed it up. It was messed up before.
Kawhi ruined it.
Kawhi really, really messed it up. Yeah. Because the thing about it is that the Clippers are willing to pay him.
Yep.
As they should pay him. Because he's their best player. And he's their best chance of getting to another championship. So if you go to y'all and like, hey, I don't want to play, you don't want to play.
You know what's really interesting? And whether he decides to do it or it's already written in, the games before the season starts, they have mapped out that he's not going to play. And I imagine that they do that strategically. I read an article over the weekend about – because they – it's not load management in baseball. It's more like specialization. Mm-hmm. Like guys have specialties. There's a lot more platoons in the outfield. Maybe the Braves are going to have a platoon at third base. You've got specialty pitchers that only face lefties or whatever, or relief pitchers that pitch a certain amount of innings. Like basically people play less now, even stars play less now in Major League Baseball than they used to. But in baseball, it's affecting the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had Josh Hader go to arbitration the Brewers, who's one of the best relief pitchers in baseball, and he wanted X amount of dollars, and arbitration gave him about $2 million less than he asked for because of the innings that he pitched and all of that kind of stuff. Whereas in basketball, I mean, Kawhi is still a max player.
He's a max player.
Even though he plays probably 25% less than a max player would have played 10 to 15 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, but you got to protect yourself, I guess. I mean, that's how they're feeling. I've got to protect this guy. Don't need all the wear and tear on him and everything. I said, there ain't nobody telling you or asking you to play 40 minutes a game. You know what I'm saying? Can you play 35? Can you give me 30? Can I get 30 minutes?
I don't know, just play.
I mean, I'm with you on that.
Play when the game needs you and play every night play.
Congratulations to Jamal Caldwell of McDonough. You won a pair of Monster Energy Supercross tickets on Saturday, February 29th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, starting at 4:30. And for tickets are still available at supercrosslive.com.
All right, we will come back and get to an AMA. Some good ones already, including how do they measure your hand for the combine? From where to where? From palm to middle finger? From index finger to ring finger? Who knows? Randy knows. He'll tell us next. We'll answer all your other questions right after this, too. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We're queuing up your questions with the Middays AMA.
Ask me anything. Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Ask Me Anything segment is brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org, and it happens every single day at 1:40, and you can literally ask us any question that you want, and we will do our best to answer it. It can be as weird or as serious or whatever. Any question that you want to ask. Sometimes people don't even ask questions. They just make statements, and then we respond to them. But that's because that's what some interviewers do in media. I don't blame the listener for doing it that way, because sometimes we do that.
Did someone do that now?
No. That was just a diatribe that I decided I wanted to go on. Do we have a winner?
We gave out the winner. It was Jamal Caldwell of McDonough, but I want you guys to remember that join the Atlanta Hawks to take on the Brooklyn Nets this Friday, at February 28th at State Farm Arena for tickets on hawks.com/tickets.
And make sure you tune into the pregame and postgame show.
Because my guy.
It's going to be really good.
It's going to be on there.
I mean, it's always good with Conti, but it's just going to be a little different on Friday and Saturday.
My guy's going to be in the
house. I'm filling in for Conte. He's got to do Atlanta United. All right. Let's get to some AMA questions. I've got some good ones here on Twitter, and then we'll get to the ones that Wendy has on the text line as well.
Sure.
How do they measure your hand at the combine? This guy, Eric, wants to know how he stacks up. Also, did Randy go to the combine, and how were his numbers?
I don't remember.
You don't remember your hand numbers?
No, I can't remember, but they do it from the pinky, the tip of the pinky, to the tip of the thumb.
Yeah.
And they go right across it. And there was some way that, I don't know, it was funny because Chris Carter has come out and said there's a way you can stretch your hands.
Yeah, are you allowed to go full stretch?
Yes, you can stretch it as far as you
or
want.
Or does it have to just be like resting?
You can stretch it.
And then do they do stretching exercises to make their stretch longer before they get to the combine?
Wendy has
super flexible hands. Like Wendy's thumb and index finger do a full
line.
Line. Like it's a straight across line.
Cool.
Mine, very I got flexible. Like a, I don't know, 150-degree angle or something. Mine doesn't go straight across. How does yours do, Randy? Better than mine.
Yeah.
So that's how they do it.
Maybe we should do our hand measurements for tomorrow.
Well, so we've got one of those little things out there like that people maybe have in their office where you can put paper in it and it chops to cut the paper.
Did you already go over there and measure your hand?
I did.
He did.
Of course I did.
of course, the first thing I did this morning.
But super. You know what I'm talking about, though? Those things that they make that sound.
Yeah, the paper cutter.
Yeah, a paper cutter. I could have just said it like that. And they have there's a ruler on the back of it. And my hands were 9.5, which I felt pretty good about because Jake Fromm's hands were 8 7/8.
There you go.
So I got bigger hands than Jake Fromm. So therefore, I'm more qualified to play quarterback in the NFL.
There you go, Andy.
Should head on up to the combine.
I should go to the combine. And now, 35-year-old non-athlete. So yes, Randy did go to the combine, and we talked a lot about that in the NFL No Huddle at 11 o'clock if you want to go back and listen to the podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.